Guys, when it comes to being prepared, making mistakes is something you don't want to do because it could be catastrophic. Really being well prepared means you're having a concise plan, you've got things laid out. And preppers make mistakes. I mean, they're human. And you know, you want to do the right thing, you want to put things in order, but sometimes you're wasting your money and your time by not doing things right. So we're going to take a look at the top 10 mistakes that preppers make. Now, there are a lot of other mistakes, and you can list those down in the comments. But to me, this is my top 10 list. Now, number one is evaluating your risk. And one of the big things that a lot of people do is they plan for one scenario. If you watch Doomsday Preppers, and the program was kind of set up for this. They asked their number one concern. And so with that, they made all their preps around that. Listen, prepare for life. Prepare to live. And look at the risk that you have in your area. Now, one of the biggest things is just power outages. We have them every year, sometimes multiple times. And if you're ready for a power outage, you're really going toward being prepared for other things. But whether you have tornadoes, hurricanes, you know, different kind of environmental problems, even civil unrest, economic meltdown, a nuclear incident, or pandemics, which we've just been going through. But being ready to handle those different issues, but remember, again, you're preparing for life. Now, because of the internet, we have so many different choices on different things, and a lot of them are just gadgets and novelties. One of the big things that you need to focus on is skill. Skill is much more important than the tools that you have. Now, having the right tools is important, definitely, and is something you need to consider. But having all kind of new little gadgets and widgets and electronic devices, you know, can be a big waste of time and a waste on your resources that you can put toward other things that are more important. I'll never forget with our own prepper group, we had a training exercise where we bugged out and everybody met at a certain location and we went through and evaluated the gear. A lot of the items that were put aside were things that hadn't even been opened. It was just trinkets and really low quality stuff. And guys, you need to have good quality gear. Instead of spending $100 on a bunch of different gadgets, buy yourself a really solid knife and then take it out and learn how to use it. Now, one big prepper mistake is just planning to bug out. That's your plan. You've got your stuff together. You've got your bug out bag. You have your go bag. You may even have a container ready. You're ready to run. And guys, honestly, you're just a glorified refugee. Bugging out is a last-ditch effort. That means there are no other options. So first and foremost, you should plan to bunker in. Your house is a safe haven. You have all the necessary tools and gear and your supplies right there. If you're on the bug out, you're going to do with a lot less. And you're really making yourself vulnerable to whatever's happening around you. So first plan is to bunker in and make sure that you have your food, your water, your medical supplies, your self-defense options, everything right there with you, your tools, you know, tools for making things, being able to get through a grid down situation. But you should also have an evacuation plan, and bugging out is definitely one of those options that you need to consider. Now, most of us, a lot of times, are not physically able to carry all the things that you need. Or you have someone in your family, maybe a small child, maybe an elderly person, that can't necessarily make the trip on foot. And so really you need to have that plan set aside though, ready to go. Of course, vehicles are a great tool, but if the highways and the roads get clogged up, you're gonna have a hard time getting through. And so you may end up on foot. And so you need to plan all this stuff out. But one of the biggest things about evacuation or bugging out is to have a location that you're heading to. Make plans, talk to your friends and family that are like-minded and have a place to go if your area is compromised. I mean, you could have a house fire that burns your place to the ground. You need to be able to get out. You could have some civil unrest that's going on where it's just not safe. I mean, there are a number of different things that can happen, and you definitely need to have that evacuation plan in place. Making sure that you have accessible roads, alternate ways to get to places. Guys, if you're depending on your GPS, you may not have it. And so really having a good map, just a paper map, and learning how to read it. We've kind of lost that skill. And that's one of the skills that you need to know. How to map read, how to be able to get through. Navigating over rough terrain. You've got to know those skills. Space is limited for most of us, and a lot of times we have a certain location that we keep all of our food. We keep our firearms. We keep, you know, our medical supplies. We keep them in one location. Guys, you need to have multiple locations. Don't keep all your eggs in one basket. It's very important to have those things set aside and spread out. One thing that I did a few years ago was have a cache, and this was for emergency supplies. And me and another buddy of mine that's in the prepper group, we rented a really small storage unit that we can both get to, and we have food, medical supplies, different things in there that we can get to if our place is compromised or if things are stolen. And you know, your house can be invaded, you know, you may be out and people just come and take your stuff. Now, communications is a big thing, and a lot of times we rely on our cell phones. We have a handheld computer that is just incredible, and there's a lot of things we can gain from it. But in a grid down situation, you could lose the ability to get in touch with your friends through your phone. And so number one, and this is really the most important, is to get to know your neighbors. Be on friendly terms with your neighbors, get to know them. If they need help, help them out, and develop a relationship with your neighbors. And that is one thing that man has always done, has depended on each other, because lone wolf mentality will get you killed. And being able to work together with your preps, being able to help each other in a time of crisis is invaluable. Now, also having two-way radios, having a ham radio, and also having some kind of weather radio with shortwave to be able to get information. And so there's a lot of aspects to communication, and you need to make sure that that communication system is in order. But again, guys, number one, get to know your neighbors. Now, guys, this is a big one. You're on the internet, you're looking through stuff, and you're not training, you're not practicing, you're not testing your equipment. Get your equipment out and test it. If you have firearms, you definitely need to get training. If you can get professional training, that's even better. But you need to get out and do some shooting. Make sure that your entire family that can handle a firearm has that training as well. But if you need to learn fire skills, learning how to start a fire, going out and taking the methods that you have that you're depending on. Because I'm going to tell you, a Bic lighter will go out when you need it the most. And a lot of times it's inclement weather. Know how to start a fire in wet weather. Know how to prepare your food. You could have long-term food storage stocked up, but you haven't tried it. And so it's important to get it out, test it, and make sure that it's edible. Medical supplies, that is a big one. And there are a lot of first aid classes all around, trauma classes. You can go to basic first aid. You know, those are offered in a lot of places, and now is the time to get that knowledge, because you will be your first responder. And so you may be the one that saves that life of a family member or friend. And when it comes to food storage, that's a big one. And one thing that we've done, we have some long-term food that will last for 30 years, and we've stocked up a year's supply. But just like with the COVID-19 scare, I mean, people were buying up food like crazy. And we didn't want to get into our long-term food because it is a lot of work. We really wanted to eat things that we were already eating. Now, the grocery stores were open and we were able to go, even though there were a lot of shortages. And we were able to get to food. But having a lot of canned food, the foods that you eat, those foods will last indefinitely if you keep them in moderate temperature, 75 and below. We did a video all about that. But it's really important to make sure that you have your food in those locations where they will preserve the nutrition and the value of the food as long as possible. But you also want foods that you like. You don't want to get a lot of food, you open it up, and it's something that you just can't eat. We've got to keep our energy up, so it's really important to make sure you have food that you like, keep it well rotated, and make sure that you do, again, divide it up, because you don't want for that food to get gone and then you'd be left with nothing. Okay, number nine is to make sure that you don't procrastinate. It's one of the big things. You know, we have ideas of what we want to do. We have plans. There are certain holes that we have in our preps, and a lot of this has to come with evaluating and organizing. But when you look at everything you have, then you decide, do I have a heat source in case of a power outage? Do I have the necessary supplies? Whether it's blankets and different things, sleeping bags, you know, the different things you need to keep your body warm. Do you have a generator? And if you do, do you know how to use it? Do you have a way to filter water? Water's one of those things that's not sexy, but it's one of those things that you can't live without. 3 days without water and you're done for. So make sure you have a way to filter water. You may have a big creek, a pond, a lake, and they are filled with different microorganisms that can really make you sick. And so having a way to filter that water is one of the critical things. Make sure you have your medical bags ready. Make sure that you have the ammunition you need. We just saw a run on ammunition. We've seen it over and over. Guns and ammunition get gone in a hurry in a crisis situation. Don't wait until the price doubles before you have to go buy. Have that stuff put aside ahead of time. And again, don't procrastinate to train and to learn skill. Reading it on the internet is not obtaining skill. It's just you know about it. It's just knowledge. But until it's put to use, there's no skill involved. And guys, number 10, and what's probably one of the most important, is to have balance in your life. Now, balance means that you are working to be prepared. What my motto has always been is do a little bit every week. Just do a little bit, buy some extra canned food, buy some medical supplies when you can. When you go shooting, buy some extra ammo to put back. Doing those things, extra magazines, you know, buying your medical gear, buying your different things that you use on a regular basis. And make sure that you rotate them out and that you just make it part of your lifestyle, but it's not all your life. And one of the things that a lot of preppers do is they get addicted to prepping. And if you're not careful, that's all you're thinking about. And you're actually planning for the end of the world. Guys, plan again to live. That is the most important thing. Make sure you take breaks. Make sure you go on vacation. Being prepared when you go. And all this will be somewhat of a training as you go along. Whenever we go on any kind of trip, I always make sure I have my go bags, I have the necessary items that I need, and I keep them with me. But I don't make it to where that is everything about my life. Guys, 99% of the time, you're going to be fine. But just like we've experienced with the COVID-19 pandemic, we've had to adjust. And thank goodness we still have all the utilities and things we need. But if we didn't, where would we be? And so, guys, be prepared. Think about these mistakes. Make sure that the ones that you fall into, make sure you fix them. Because now is the time. This can come at any time, and it's always great to be prepared. It's not only you, it's also for your family and your friends. And guys, if you're serious about prepping and survival, check out Survival Dispatch Insider. It is the best resource on the web to be prepared. They use some of the top names in the survival world that are contributors there. We upload one video a week. I'll have a link down in the description. I think it's well worth checking out. Be strong, be of good courage. God bless America. Long live the Republic. A nuclear